So, right now, this is Free Radio. I'm Naomi Kent, and I'm joined by the super lovely Emma.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks. So, for anyone who's not familiar with who you are, give us a little brief history, how you got together, what you've been doing, that kind of thing.
Well, basically.
In a nutshell.
We're just three girls that are obsessed with R&B music. We're massively inspired by groups like TLC, Aaliyah, bit of All Saints. You know, we love wearing the baggy boy clothes. 90s inspired everything, really, songs and fashion.
I like how you say you like wearing loose clothing, but there's been a wardrobe situation today.
I've got my Joanie jeans on today. Girls, you know what I'm on about when I say Topshop Joanie jeans. And I've just had to have them undone the whole way because they've just given me complete stomach stitch.
You know what? I feel like you're going to need to take a spare pair of trousers.
I need to remember the tracky bottom. I know. I can only wear Joanie jeans when I've only got them on for a couple of hours and I'm not sat down for hours.
They're the worst. And the worst go for a meal in as well.
Oh, yeah. I have to pop that button.
Yeah, yeah. Anything high-waisted if you're going for a meal, it's like... And strapless bra. I once went for a meal in high-waisted jeans and I'd got like a strapless top on. Oof.
I hate wearing strapless bra. I only wear it if I have to.
It's like the equivalent of like a gastric band.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, horrible.
Bad combo.
Okay, so when was it that you had Preach Out?
Last year.
Because I remember I was on a different station at the time and that was our like song of the week. Oh. And I was like, because I loved it because it was proper like proper girl power, but got that old school vibe like you were saying.
Yeah, thank you.
But the new single's Wicked. Who do you think of? So again, like, just for anyone who's not heard it, like, sort of describe the song.
Who Do You Think Of is a summer vibe track. Got a bit of reggae in there to feel the flow. It's about, like, I think everyone's been in that situation where maybe you're with someone, you're thinking of them, you always go back and forth to this one person, and it was influenced by songs like Ashanti, Always On Time, old school R&B song, which we love, and also maybe like Neo, Do You, Tyrese and Chingy, Pulling Me Back. Those love songs where you always go back to someone. Yes, a summer jam.
Is it based on like true experience, or
I think everyone's been in that position, so definitely. And the sample, Who Do You Think Of, who do you think of? it sounds a bit like that. It's like it's from an older reggae song, so we brought a bit of that back to show our roots.
Nice. Now, in the video, genuinely, I don't think laundry has ever been so sexy.
Oh.
You look amazing. And I like it as well because it's a prop. It feels like a proper girl power video because it's all the ladies.
We did want it to be all girls.
We've always wanted that to be our thing, haven't we?
Yeah. Like, we have a female DJ and a female drummer for our live sets.
Nice.
It's just always a good female party.
We don't want to exclude guys. We love guys, but we wanted to do it for a while, so yeah.
It makes you feel good. It's like more energy.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Girl
power,
yeah. The only bit of the video I can't condone is when you climb into the washing machine.
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually have to do it? Because I know you're not doing that in the video.
We're all little bit claustrophobic like that, but the dancers actually wanted to do it. So
I'm claustrophobic in the van downstairs, and never mind the washing machine.
I was watching Orange is the New Black the other week, and there's a scene in that where one of them gets stuck in the washing machine. So when I saw the video, I was just like, this is like accident waiting to happen.
Do you think that could actually happen? You know, the big laundries?
Yeah.
Do you think someone could put you in there?
Of course they could. I can't even imagine that.
I don't think you could unlock it from the inside.
They should make them so that you can unlock it from the inside.
Yeah, well, that was the problem. So in Orange is the New Black, the girl gets stuck inside and the one who's on the outside can't get the door open. Wow. And then they have this little romantic moment. It's like, drama.
Touchy.
So, obviously, You Lovely Lady is quite the sassy girl group. Is there rivalry between you and other girl groups, or is it all like...
No,
I always think that people want girl groups to have rivalry, but with boy bands, it's always okay for them to be friends, do you know what I mean? Like, they never...
Well, I don't know, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, there was big beef there.
I don't remember that beef. Well, I think I was a bit young for that beef.
Maybe.
It's far from it. Like, we're for anyone who's, especially girls in a group, who's up for like achieving something, a drive and a vision, just like we have. Why would we put anyone down that's got that?
Yeah, we would love to join up with other girl groups to do one massive.
Like what Girls Aloud did with Sugar Babes ages ago. That'd be sick to do.
Yeah, and I think a door opened for a girl group is a door open for us in the long run.
Yeah.
So exactly. I think.
Yeah, especially like thing. Like without sounding arrogant, I don't think there is anyone doing what we're doing without a vibe. So
yeah, we absolutely love Little Mix, but they're also very different to us, music wise and style wise. So yeah, we just support each other.
Okay, so who's the dream if you could get together, Sugar Babes, Girls Aloud style with another girl group? Who is it?
Little Mix.
Oh, us with another group. Oh yeah, Little Mix. Yeah, that'd be good. We love them. We're actually fans. Them. Yeah, love them.
But not All Saints.
Well, I thought we were talking about now.
Yeah.
If we had to choose an old school group, I'd say TLC anyway.
Yeah,
definitely. But like now would be definitely Little Mix.
Yeah, because are you mates with one of the Little Mix girls anyway? Yeah, because did you go to Vegas together?
I did.
Did a little Twitter story, Yeah, because I saw the photos, because I went to Vegas last year, and I went to Vegas the year before, and this year I'm not going, so I'm like, Vegas. Oh my God, absolutely.
Where did you stay?
So, first time I went and stayed at the Aria.
Yeah. Oh, sick.
Where are you going this year if you're not going to Las Vegas? Where's your
I'm going to Amsterdam, and then I'm going to, so it's my sister's 30th birthday on Friday, so as a surprise, I've booked for us to go to New York to go and see Carrie Underwood, because we're both like closet country fans.
Amazing.
And she doesn't know?
No, she has no idea.
Amazing.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Well, we haven't been able to book anything of yet because of our schedule.
Because you're so busy. Yeah.
But no, hopefully we'll get a little cheeky week away in the summer, but hopefully going to Miami for New Year.
Nice. What, together or?
Hopefully together, yeah. We're trying to work out if it all works out right. But yeah.
I've got Bali in mind, Asia.
Oh, nice.
I want to see the culture and eat.
But you need to like, can't you get your people to strategically put gigs in places that you won't get? So we want to go
tried
to
that
Miami,
with Ebby so. For this summer, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you're collaborating, you're collaborating with Little Mix. If you could steal any one song that's around at the minute for yourselves, whose song would you steal?
What do we love?
I would say Rihanna Work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's your life sorted.
Yeah. you don't.
You can retire.
True.
See, I think Drake One Dance, though. That's a close second.
Yeah. Very close second.
Yeah, have you heard the Bieber? Because Bieber's done a version of it.
Have they?
Yeah.
Is this new?
Yeah, in the last... when did it come out? Was that like 2 weeks ago, maybe?
How have I not heard this?
Yeah. Oh, we are behind.
Oh, God.
Have you heard...
I feel ashamed.
Have you heard the Stylo G version?
Oh, no.
That's the best.
I haven't heard it, but I've heard of it.
Okay, yeah, Stylo G One Dance. But I think his one's called One Touch, but it's the backing and stuff. Yeah.
I need a one touch.
Wow. Okay, so what's been your most showbiz moment so far?
Oh, showbiz moment. We always say, people keep on asking us, like, what's the best moment so far been in the group? So I guess showbiz, it could be signing to Polydor Universal. It was a massive achievement for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's right around the corner. Really.
Yeah, hopefully.
With Who Do You Think Of? I'm hoping. Yeah. Cause obviously, we've been at it for two and a half, three years.
Yeah.
So obviously, like Annie said, we've just signed. So to get like a hit with this song would be amazing.
It's our first single after signing with the major. So
Have you heard it yet? Have you been out and heard it on the radio?
Do you know what?
And you're like,
I haven't.
Oh my God. Oh, no.
Everyone keeps messaging me saying, oh, I've seen you on TV, I've seen you, I heard you on the radio, and I just haven't heard it once.
I saw it on TV last week.
Does it seem weird, like, watching yourself?
It's a little
bit
weird. It's more weird when it just naturally happens. So you don't really know what you're listening to. It's kind of like, you know the song, but you don't know it's you, and you kind of think
it takes a few seconds to
Where do I know this song from?
And then you realise, like, oh my God, it's me. Yeah. It does. Oh, that must be amazing though.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right, well, let's get it on. Please do us the honours of introducing your new single.
Hi everyone, we're MO
and this is our brand new single,
Who Do You Think Of?